Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is March the 12th, Thursday, 2015. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 60 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about British English and American English. I intend to start by giving you a brief overview of the four areas where we can find, linguistic areas where we can find differences between these two varieties of English. And then I intend to focus on what learners should consider when they intend to follow one of or to adopt, maybe is the best verb here. To adopt one of the varieties in their learning process, So I could start by talking about the four areas. One of the areas where we can find a lot of differences between British and American English is pronunciation. So we talk about their different accents. When we think about native speakers of English, Americans or British English speakers, let's say, Australians, we talk about their accent, and the British and the American have clearly very different accents. This is certainly the most noticeable difference between the two varieties of English. Let me give you one example about pronunciation, and then I move on to talk about the other three. For instance, in British English, you would say, "I've got a car." I've got a car. Whereas in American English, you would say, I have a car. I have a car. Or even, I got a car. I got a car. So, as you can see, the accent is totally different. And that might have some impact on your listening skills. I mean, if you are really, used to one of the two varieties, if you get used to one of them, it might be a bit difficult in the first moment if you travel to the other country. For instance, if you're learning American English using with a native American or with at least with a non-native who has a slightly more American accent, let's say, and the materials that you're using, all the audio in the book, it's favoring American culture and American English as well. Then, if you go to Britain and you're still at a pre-intermediate or maybe even elementary level, you might face some difficulties. And these difficulties will certainly be related to the pronunciation aspect of the language. So the same happens if you get used to British English and you learn with a native British teacher, and then you go to United States, and if you are in a pre-intermediate or even basic or elementary level, you might face some difficulties. I would say that if you are in a higher level of fluency, that wouldn't really be a problem because I don't think that the difference among the native speakers of English, and that I include here Australians and people from England, people from US, in this case, I would say that they understand themselves a lot more than we Brazilians, as I'm a Brazilian, so as we Brazilians understand the Portuguese from Portugal. I think Portuguese from Brazilian Portuguese, the Portuguese my mother tongue, is a lot more different than Portuguese from Portugal than British English from American English and vice versa. So pronunciation might be an issue at early levels. But I doubt that people would have problems if they are in a more advanced level. Then moving on to grammar, I would say that grammar, there are many differences in grammar, but they're not so relevant or so striking in a way that one wouldn't understand the other nationality, I mean. And the same goes for vocabulary. I think there are lots of differences in vocab. But anyway, most of the people who are involved in the EFL or ELT, like if you're whether you are a teacher or a student of English, probably you will end up learning most of these differences in vocabulary, and you will be able to travel to both UK or US or even Australia without major problems. You know. Then moving on, we have spelling. Again, spelling. It's not that relevant. That's why I think that pronunciation is a lot more important or more, let's say, noticeable in terms of difference than the other three. But in spelling, we have some like O-U-R for color in British English, while in United States, basically color is spelled with O-R at the end. So O-U-R for British and O-R for American, and some other differences. But I would say that when you are starting a new learning process, or if you want to choose, or if you are maybe you are a learner at a pre-intermediate level and you're still in doubt, or you have been only in contact with one of the varieties, it's an interesting idea to think about this. And I think that people shouldn't try to adopt only one of the varieties, because both varieties have are beautiful, let's say. So the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, let's say. So some people might think that British English sounds more beautiful than American English, or vice versa. Or some people might like the style, the American style of speaking. But I believe that you have to worry more about building your own identity. So when you are learning a foreign language, you should really build your own identity, and it doesn't matter if you pick up some aspect from one and in some other aspects from the other variety. I think it's very important that you manage to, or at least try to, build your own identity in a way that you can feel confident, and that you can use the language and use the resources of the language regardless of the variety, or regardless of who you're talking to, if you're talking to an American so to be able to talk to native speakers from that speak the different varieties. So that's my tip. I myself, let's say, started learning English at a very early age, and most of my experiences abroad were in England, and I have already lived a couple of times in England. But I think that nowadays my English is in terms of individual sounds, at least, is more American than British. For a simple reason, I've been, let's say, bombarded with Hollywood movies and TV series from US, and a lot more in touch with American culture than British culture when I'm back home in Brazil. So this certainly has an effect on the way I speak, the way I pronounce words, and the way I choose vocabulary to be used. I pick the words when I'm speaking, but I still have some traits of British English, and I'm proud of that. I'm not trying to follow just one of them. I think a lot of my intonation still comes from British English. So thank you very much for listening. I would like to remind you that you can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions. For future topics, And don't forget that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email address to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there's a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or via Stitcher and any other podcatcher out there, you know. So thank you for listening. I hope you keep learning and keep listening. See you next time. Bye.